It Sticks with Baba Alua. I'm on Rise FM Lunch. Happy Friday to you. Happy Black Friday to you. I wonder what new stuff you got yourself today, if at all. If you have the money, why the hell not? If you can't afford it, stay home. You know, stay off social media because it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt so bad. It's going to hurt so bad. People will buy two of things you want and you can't even afford the one. It's not nice. That's ni lakani. So we're finding out because today is Mjolo Friday here on Rise FM Lunch. We try to tackle all your Mjolo related situations, problems, concerns, and we put it out there for the other gender to respond to, because usually it's the people of the opposite gender that give us problems, ne? Yeah. So today we have a lady asking a very necessary question for the gents to respond to. Come to the party, gents.
Since there is a say that men must be providers and women should be submissive in this day and age, what do you guys think about going 50-50 in a relationship, or women should stay submissive?
Do you want to hear it again? Do you want me to play it again in case you missed something? Well, here you go.
Since there is a say that men must be providers and women should be submissive in this day and age, what do you guys think about going 50-50 in a relationship? Or women should stay submissive?
Let us know, gents. You heard the lady at Rise FM 943, or respond with a voice note. I mean, she asks with a voice note. Why not respond with your voice note? Send it to 072-885-7702. That is the Rise FM WhatsApp line. Endless Fashion with Nicki Minaj and Lil Uzi Vert on Rise FM. Yes, I'm splashing in fashion, I can't take no loss. I rock on your own wannabes, I got no heart. I put endless to denim or rims on my car. I got a repose. It's Tyla on Rise FM Lunch with Push to Start. Now get ready for the new look Sowetan coming out this Friday. Our fresh new vibe is all about keeping you in the know, on the move. With compact design, popping visuals and punchy content, you won't want to miss it. Available in print and digital, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Sowetan reloaded, in the know, on the move. It's Rise FM Lunch, His and Hers Friday. Today we have a lady who has a question for the gents in case you missed it.
Since there is a say that men must be providers and women should be submissive in this day and age, what do you guys think about going 50-50 in a relationship, or women should stay submissive?
There's even a whole song about it at Rise FM 943, or send your voice note on WhatsApp 072-885-7702. I remember when this song came out, like, I'm doing 50-50, yo. I wonder how many women actually fell for it and were like, okay, cool, let's go 50-50, vele. I'll provide 50% of this and you do the same. And that's how we handle our finances. And it's not just finances, actually. It's a lot of things, especially if you are in a relationship. I see Undimande Hlase on Facebook, no, on WhatsApp, says, I think 50-50 saga is better than the submissive trend these days and age. Economy is bad. Don't spoil your person, but teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You're out here spoiling people when you're not even being a team. And then you find that one of you feels like they're the one with the most money in the relationship. They tend to be, act superior to the other. So 50-50, maybe not so much, but if you work as a team, surely you can do that if you are in a relationship. So you're letting us know, 50-50 submission, how do you handle that? We got a voice note from a lady today asking the gents, so we need you gents to respond to it. Do you still want the ladies to be submissive and stay away from the whole 50-50 saga, as Undimande is referring to it, or be submissive, but in a deal with the finances and everything else in the relationship? Can you even handle it though? If I'm over here being submissive, would you still need me to go 50-50 with you? Juan Dunkulu, loving her to bits. If you haven't caught on, you better. Hey, you're running out of time. We're closing off our conversation on our hashtag His and Hers for today. Next.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incredibly talented Beatsy Vino Snap. I don't know, what is your relationship like now with Relim Fukeng, knowing that you took the, whatever talent was happening in those dusty streets into the mainstream of SA football?
It was, I first spotted him, I think he was 13. I remember calling some of the scouts at Kaizer Chiefs to say, hey, guys, you need to come to Xavier. There's this young boy here, he's doing magic. Please, my people in football, come and do something with this boy. Too good for MDC. Really doesn't owe me anything. I did that through my own will.
Yeah.
And his parents are really grateful for what I've done for him.
Hashtag MSW.
Loving the sound of that voice. So at RiseFM 943 or use our WhatsApp number. You've got it. I trust you've got it. Your voice notes coming through on today's His and Hers from our lady asking the gents.
Since there is a say that men must be providers and women should be submissive in this day and age, what do you guys think about going 50-50 in a relationship, or women should stay submissive?
The idea of a 50-50 is a conversation starter, if I'm being honest. And for most of it, it remains a conversation in jail for some people.
Rise FM, azishe lo khulumayo ngoEfrem ngapha eMpumalanga ngaphezulu. Mina umbono wami uthi I do believe in 50-50. Mangabe ngifaka 200 naye makafake 200. If it's not so, masiyeke. That's why vele nganongi zihlalela single ngoba 50-50. Mangana 200 ungiphi 200. Mangabe i 200 nginayo nami ngizokuphi 200. Izandla zakhezana. Akekho okhosela ukuthi adlele esakini. Nazo-ke Mpumalanga.
I wish I had a list of your exes. I feel like I want to know more. I want to hear more about these experiences they've had with you when it comes to money in your relationships. Also, Kanye Skelo on our WhatsApp says he doesn't care about submissiveness. The cost of living is too high. Aksena's kind, so we're submissive here. Let's go 50-50. That sounds a whole lot better for him. Blackie with Hambe on a Rise FM lunch. His and Hers Friday, tackling all your mjolo questions. If you're a lady, you ask the gents. They come through. Mpumalanga loves to respond to your questions. The opposite gender, do the same when asked. So your voice notes, gents, on submissiveness from your lady. Do you still want us, the ladies, to be submissive, or you just want us to go 50-50 because of this apparent cost of living?
Rise FM, Ruboni Ngolo. La kuntaba le 50-50 mina angibelieve kuyo. I believe ukuthi umake la at least aka prepare abantwana, make sure indlu yami safe, uright yena, nami ngiright nje. As long as singalwi mina nayo, I'll provide. There's nothing wrong with that.
Once you get jolly, I get a queer boy, a varal, as varal as in shiny. So as long as Bag Narege, Labak Pataga, say, in general, and I go right.
Good afternoon, Rise FM. Brian here from Bethal.
Brian.
No, there's no such thing as 50-50. There's no such. Mina, in my house, if my wife has 5,000 and I have 10,000. The money that you have in the house is 10,000, not 15,000. So men should be providers. But for it, spell ambassador Waluna man. No. Men must not be worried or a chelete, what. No. Be the man of the house. Cheers.
Brian, you're one of a very few men with those sentiments, hey? When I limp to same WhatsApp group, maybe no, yes, no, you don't do 50-50. Do you do 50-50? Should the ladies fuck up whatever the same amount you are cooking out? If it's for groceries, if it's for school fees, guys, the finances are stepping into relationships are hectic. But also, guys, do you really want us to go 50-50 with you? Are you serious about that? But it could joke, fail. I mean, it could be one of those things, you know? Listen now.